The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's, and you've tuned into the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Today, I am concluding this radio show and podcast with courage and kindness during COVID-19. You and I have talked about the markets. We've talked about the local economy here in Colorado and Colorado Springs, and I'm going to go ahead and recap some of that. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. It's absolutely amazing what the markets have done during COVID-19. We hit a high of 29,000, an amazing elevation in the market value over the last 3 years as the economy has become strong. But we've been hit hard, where that Dow Jones Industrial Average fell down below 19,000, almost losing 33% of the market share. But now, thank God, it's recovering. Individual stocks, 401ks, mutual funds, the Dow Jones average back above 23,500. But what about the treasury markets? I mean, I've been in mortgage for 21 years, and I was dumbfounded in 2012 when the treasury markets fell all the way from like 4.5% and the Fed funding rate all the way down to 1.46% really was the lowest daily closing. And then we had stimulus with the different packages during the Obama administration, and then we kind of propped it up in 2012 and 13 and 14. But then kind of the gas was running out of the economic engine again. And then in 2016, literally on like July 5th of 2016, the market, the treasury market, tanked all the way again to 1.46 from 3% this time because of the unbelievably volatile announcement of the original Brexit vote right before 4th of July and around that area in 2016. Then, of course, with the business, with deregulation, with the tax incentive package passed through Congress, it exploded again. But then no one, I didn't even see this coming, that the COVID-19 would take the treasury markets all the way down almost to zero, where your prime interest rates have went from 5.25% all the way down to 3.25% in less than 2 years. And they said, we had it here on the show live, 2016, 2017, when Jay Pow was increasing the Fed fund rate every month. And he said, we might be doing this in order to create a cushion for a big collapse. And then Donald Trump did not want the feds to decrease the Fed funding rate or prime. He said he just wanted some of the increases removed that were not warranted and came too fast. And we saw, thank God, our economy has been so incredibly strong, because now we really have to work with it. And a Fed funding rate now and a prime interest rate, which is the most important, is down to 3.25. So if your line of equity was prime plus 2%, it used to be at like 7.25%, and now it's all the way to 5.25%. That's about $25 to $75 a month, depending on the size. But more importantly, our local state governments and our local regional governments in the city just now are coming up with ways to be compassionate. We still need to have distancing, but we have to get America back to work. And within the mortgage industry specifically, we talked to Bill McAfee about March being a record-breaking month again. I mean, from January, February, and March in the real estate market, we have got more than a 10% increase on the average and the median price since last year. And quite honestly, we need that to slow down a bit. And it did slow down when the Attorney General of Colorado and also DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies, a couple of weeks ago said, you know what? We don't want real estate agents and buyers in homes anymore. We don't want listing appointments happening at kitchen tables. I don't understand this, because you can have social distancing of 6 feet. I thank God that Colorado's infectious levels are low from this pandemic. I thank God so much that the country is as well. But you don't ever want the solution to cause more harm than the problem or the disease itself. And right now, the sentiment of Americans wanting to get back to work is more than 70%. There's physically more Americans out there that are more concerned about the economy and their job than the virus. And thank God that is the fact, because we have reacted well and we don't want to open Pandora's box. But if you've got comments on this and you have some great ideas, give me a call during the break or after the show at 719-330-1457, and we can all work on this together. And the biggest one I'm going to end the show with, in having compassion and courage and kindness, is just be nice to individuals. My mentor introduced me to Og Mandino, A Better Way to Live. It's a great book for you to read. And one of the best points in that book is that treat people as if it's their last day on earth, and you treat them differently. And I want to treat you with kindness. I ask that you pay it forward and treat other people with patience and kindness. I also want to ask you to advocate local businesses, your local restaurants that take out, your local contractors, your local mortgage companies, your local real estate agents, your local financial planners. Every single person in our community needs to work together, and we just need to keep people working. There are some businesses, like Gold's Gym has demonstrated, that are simply going to cease to exist. Places like Perkins and Village Inn went out of business prior to that. We don't want our local businesses going out, our brewing companies, our restaurants, stuff like that. So please, as you get your relief checks, your stimulus checks, your tax checks, your IRS checks, please, I would encourage you to consider spending that on local economy. And we're going to have some slowdown in real estate and mortgage numbers here in April. So if you're getting ready for a purchase or refinance, now is the time to call us. Call me personally at 719-330-1457. I'll help you through the process to get a plan, then get you assigned to one of our amazing team members, maybe Kay Frucci, Ken Smith, Sabrina Lauer, Mark, Carolyn, Lena, or myself. We can all help you. And when you choose, like Dave Ramsey says, to work with a local company, you help Lena fund her son's basketball or motocross. You help my wife Marlo and I fund Synergy Dance Studio on 8th Street, locally owned, or a tennis coach, Eric. See, when you use USAA or Wells Fargo or whoever, it's not a bad thing, but your money flies out of the community. And remember, I did a show on, you may be paid every month, but we're paid after the transaction. Well, many of you were not paid last month, so you know what it's like. So let's keep our money in the community first. Then we can help others, and you also can reach out to me at any time at 330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He deliver it to you today, because that's what I found in you, the radio listeners. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another show of the Jake Arp Show.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Oh, won't you?